Hey there, hey, and welcome to this Wednesday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. It is hump day, aka hump yay. Middle of the week, the next 2 days are leading up to the weekend, and sadly, I'm working on Saturday. I feel like I work every Saturday. But you know what? This girl is about her money because I got an addiction to Poshmark. I like nice things. I like eating good food. I like keeping my my Volkswagen fueled, and I like living a good life. So I'm not gonna complain about working. And you know, I'm not doing that bad. You know, me and my husband together, we're living a really great life. So you know, let me not complain about working on Saturday. Anyways, today is another day and another opportunity for you listening to recognize your star power, to look in the mirror and reflect on where you've been and where you're going, and love what you're seeing when you look in the mirror. Sure, your beard might not look the way it used to, so grow it out a little more. Yeah, your curls might not be curling up the way you wanted them to, so maybe try a new hair product. Sure, your mustache might not be as full as you wanted it to, or maybe that eyebrow piercing you got is not looking as cool as you wanted it to. Whatever the case may be, the contacts you're wearing might be irritating your eyes. A lot might be happening, right, that you don't necessarily like. Still find a way to love your reflection and love yourself. Love what you're seeing. That moves us to the first stage of the mantra, which is, yes, we can. You can learn a new language. You can learn about different cultures. You can learn how to cook things you've never cooked before. You can travel to different places, and you can change your mind, decide you like something differently than something else, or you can decide you want to shop one way versus another. You could decide that you want to live in an apartment versus a house, or you want a house instead of an apartment. You could decide you want to adopt kids instead of having them naturally, or you could decide you don't want kids at all. You could decide you want 5 kids, or you could decide you want 1 kid. Whatever the case may be, you have the ability to do all of those things. Learn how to sew, learn how to knit, learn how to do any of these things, right? Try watercolor painting, or maybe you want to do something with a canvas. Maybe you want to learn how to knit and sew because you want to fix your favorite sweater that has a hole in it. Maybe you want to learn how to make plates or do ceramics or sing like in a choir. Maybe you want to join a new church, or maybe you want to join a book club, or maybe you want to join a comic book club. Maybe you want to start collecting comic books. Whatever this case may be, you might even want to just watch a new show on Netflix. You should be saying to yourself, yes, I can. And you should do the things that you're interested in and not feel any way about it. Following the idea of yes, you can, you should also be saying to yourself, I'm never going to give up. Because if you care about yourself and anyone else, how can you give up on them? How can you just say, I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to deal with this. Yeah, it's convenient to say that, but do you really want that to be the experience? Giving up? I think giving up is too easy, right? The idea of saying, oh, this is too much work. I don't care. Or the thing that like politicians do are really crappy people, where they're being deceitful and horrible, and they're not really trying to help a situation. Instead, they're trying to hurt it. It has to be more than one issue. Instead, it has to be something that we are seriously trying to fix, right? You have to persevere through the difficulty. I know life is not always easy. Often it's hard. Often it's not something we want to deal with. Often it's not something that's peachy, right? It's not. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it is. But I am going to say that you can't give up on yourself. I'm not going to give up on you. I'll come on here every day and I'll talk about a lot of random things. I'll insult some politicians and I'll be here for you. If you're feeling like you don't have any friends, you can count on me. I'll be your best friend. I'll be the one person if you don't have anybody else. You're never alone because I'm always here. Star is on your side. And not just Star, but Skip's here for you too, and Benny. And all my family can be your family too. Really, that's how I live. That's how I've grown up, right? the idea of people feeling bad or feeling like things are not working for them, so they just feel so just horrible about things, is wrong. And I don't want you to feel like that. So never give up, because I won't give up on you, and I won't give up on myself either. Even when I fail at things and I'm really bad at it and I'm not necessarily doing as great as I could have done, I just try again and maybe I'll get better at it, right? I could have totally collapsed in on myself with the idea of all the bad experiences I had with teaching, right? I could have let that be the end of everything for me, right? Oh, woe is me. This is going to be the end of everything. But instead of me letting a bad situation get me down, I experienced it and I took it as a lesson and I moved on. And that's the same thing you should do too. Take life as lessons. Finally, the biggest lesson of all is, why not today? Why are we putting off today for tomorrow? Why are we saying we're going to do things that we're never going to do? I and you and we and us and they and them and everybody needs to get back into the habit of getting things done, right? Instead of procrastinating and being indecisive and not doing things when we need to do it, we seriously need to figure it out, right? We seriously need to get it done. And I know that that might be difficult, and I know that that might be hard to say you're honestly going to contact somebody from Angie to fix the dishwasher, or you are going to find out what's going on with the muffler on your car, or the thing that you're trying to sell, or the doctor's appointment that you've been trying to make for a month, you're actually going to go over to the doctor's office and make an appointment. Right? You're going to get the blood drawn. You are going to go see that specialist about that headache you had. Instead of waiting and procrastinating and taking forever to make a decision, just make the decision and live with it. It's okay if everything is not necessarily the way you wanted it to be. That's fine. Why not today means if you can do it today and you have enough time to do it, then don't wait for tomorrow. That's what it means. So, following the mantra, let's get to some of these headlines with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because they're out of us anyway. Looks like the college suspended Ilhan Omar's daughter for participating in anti-Israel protest at Columbia. There was some other idiot on there talking, like, saying stupid things about anti-Israel things. Like, not acknowledging that there's protesters that are in support of Hamas. I said this yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, and last week, and last month, and 3 months ago, and even when it happened in October. And I will continue to say it until forever. The people that live in the East, Iran, all these places, Hamas, Houthis, these bad guys, they're walking into America. There is no border anymore. They're allowing these Chinese people to come in through California. And I'm not saying everybody that comes into America is a bad person, but the majority of these people coming in are not good. But I'm not talking about the border right now. I'm talking about these anti-Israel people that continue to show who they are. It's confusing to me because I continue to bring up the fact that if gay, lesbian, blue-haired, trans, I love everybody, let's save the world, medical for all people, go over to these countries and try to say this in front of these people, they're going to be murdered, right? That's just a fact. Houthis use their own people as shields, right? They play with people's bodies to protect themselves. What do you think they won't do? Did you see what they did to those Jewish people in the Holy Land? Israel is the Holy Land. So I don't know what the argument is. No, they aren't. They don't have rights for anything. And you know who's in control of Palestine? The Houthis. So you know whose responsibility it is to feed those people and to clothe them and keep them safe? Israel. It's concerning that we're supposed to just sit here and pretend like the things I'm saying don't matter because they don't make you feel good. There has to be some sort of limitation here, and adults need to come into the room and we need to get stuff back together. Why a change of plans causes emotional destabilization? Who knows? Google announces firing of 28 anti-Israel employees for protesting and sketching memo. These people are at these big companies acting real stupid. There's a list of 14 representatives who voted against a House resolution condemning Iran's attack on Israel. And I'm betting you AOC is a part of that group. No surprise. A juror that was added into the Trump trial got dismissed after it revealed he was arrested for tearing down a right-leaning poster. How are they picking these jurors for this case? I don't even know why there is a case. I'm concerned that Alvin Bragg is unwilling to, like, arrest bad guys, but he's willing to attack Donald Trump, just like Tetesha James. These people ran before they got elected into these positions on attacking Donald Trump. They're attacking Donald Trump because he is a white man with money and nobody gave it to him but his father. And they're jealous and they're envious and they're miserable and they're mad. And Donald Trump didn't have to become a president of the United States of America. He could have kept his money and had all the fucking fun he want. You know, and the idea that we're going to sabotage him and make him feel like he's a horrible man because he had sex with a porn star, when half of the people that are politicians do the same shit, right? They do the same stuff. I live in a state where the governor of the state I live in took money from the state to buy a jacuzzi for his house, okay? That happened where I live. I can only imagine the other stuff that's happened in the other parts of the countries and other states. Probably even worse. What about that black lady that's the governor and she somehow makes $650,000 doing that job, right? How do these people get elected into these positions? Like the governor or the mayor of New York, the idiot that's a vegan, that's promoting all this insane stuff, acting like it's New Yorkers' responsibility to pay for all these illegal aliens that want special privileges. I can't. Joy Behar says that Republicans are in bed with Russians. That couldn't be further from the truth. Post-strike, Hollywood goes into panic mode. I'm tired of hearing about Hollywood and their feelings and strikes and all this shit. Here's the truth, and I've said it many times. These people are getting replaced by AI. They cannot compete with Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Paramount and all these other options. And the movies are not going to be the same because nobody's going to the movies the way they were before. And I just went to see Dune with Skip for our anniversary and I really liked the movie. It was good. But I'm not going to the movies every week like I used to a very long time ago when I was younger because there's nothing good to go see. The quality of these things suck. White male westernized. NPR president said she opposed Wikipedia's free and open mission. So after the guy from NPR decided to put in his resignation, I don't blame him, from that whack ass country. Just what's next? For a national convicted of raping, torturing, and killing his cat. What? I don't even know. I'm reading this stuff off Daily Wire because that's where I get my news, basically. KGP defends Biden's dubious cannabis story. It was a reality. It was a really proud moment for him when he admitted he smoked weed. What? Dozens of NPR employees write letter proving Uri Berliner was right about everything. So there's proof. So, I mean, I could have told you that. Prince Harry renounces his UK residency. So he wants to stay in the United States. Okay. Murderer Ascoli. Mahomes says he will keep playing in NFL as long as it doesn't take away from his family time. Well, my new favorite team is, you know them, the winners of the last series. Red State takes new steps to distance itself from risky Chinese investments. Okay. Before we get into the next part of the conversation, I don't think it should be legal for Chinese people to come into the United States and buy up any property anywhere. If you want to become an American and you want to purchase a house that way, okay. But if you're trying to come in and buy land, like farmland and stuff like that, I think that should be illegal. I think there should be limitations on that. And I don't think they should have the ability to do that. And somebody needs to wake up and pay attention and fix the problem here. It looks like Biden's not doing good with young voters. I could have told you that. Looks like Mayorkas got caught lying about Lake and Riley's alleged murderer. No surprise. RFK Jr. gains ballot access in major battleground state through a third-party campaign. Good for him. I really think that the only person he's going to affect is Biden, and I'm all for it. Google CEO breaks silence after firing 28 employees. This is a business. Okay. Back to Google before I get into the main part of the conversation that's in the text you're reading for the podcast. That's the smartest thing he could say, right? Google is a business, right? And you know what's bad for a business? Bad employees that are doing shit to affect your numbers and your money, man. It's a business. You're only going to do good in a business if you're attracting customers and you're retaining the customers, right? Because there's a lot of people that don't like what's going on with these crazy people at these companies. And why do I have to be the one that keeps bringing it up? Why are these people allowed to ramble on and protest and do the most ridiculous stuff and not get in trouble and not be penalized and not be called out and a bunch of other things too? Why is it legal for them to behave like this? It shouldn't be. It should be illegal. And the longer we allow this, the worse things are going to get. So good for Google. Hopefully Elon Musk continues to fire even more people that aren't doing anything for X. And hopefully more people gain a backbone and understand how a business works. I am one of these people that understands that you're not a business without your customer. And basically, every time I talk to a customer, I let them know that they are important and it is my responsibility to help them in any way. So that's how I try to build my relationship with them. But why are people okay with hiring these people that are a bunch of idiots? They're going to learn the hard way, just like Bud Light did. Moving on from that, is Don Lemon done? Yes. No one's going to hire him. He's bad for TV. He's bad for news. His opinion is one-sided, and quite frankly, I don't think anybody wants to hear it. And the funniest part about Don Lemon is the idea that he's being racist with a white man that he's married to is insane, right? It's insane. All these people are full of the most shit ever. Him and AOC and Ilhan Omar with her white husband and all these women that are claiming to be minorities but are married to white men. Right? You're all full of shit. All of you are full of shit. You're liars. You're all, even men that are married to white women. Why are you pretending like all of the insanity you're talking about isn't insane? Why do black people need to be forced on commercials and added into stuff that they normally wouldn't do? Why are we pretending that there's more black people than there actually is? There's 13% of black people in the United States of America. That's not 85. 85% of America is white. I'm sorry if you don't like that. Look at the statistics. I'm sorry if that pisses you off, but it's the truth, right? It is the truth. Again, I have to say this every so often, and today is the day I'm going to say it. If you look at the creation of slavery, I want you to slowly look at the fact that African Americans didn't randomly just become slaves. Someone had to get into Africa without being killed on sight. How do you think a deal was made for them to put them on the ships in bondage? Do you think it was random and accidental? No, it wasn't. There's black people that are corrupt for the black. People in America. One of them could be Al Sharpton. Another one could be all these people that are involved in sports that are full of the most shit ever. It's easy to have a microphone and tell a bunch of people that you don't live near what they should do and who they should vote for and how they should feel when you're not feeling what they're feeling and you're not living in the community that they live in. You're living in a gated community with a bunch of white neighbors. And you're telling black people that live around black people that are predominantly doing crime and shooting and doing narcotics and doing a bunch of illegal things that that is okay. The neighborhood, right? The hood, right? Bad areas, right? Gangs, right? And it doesn't just have to be black people. It could be Spanish people. It could be Chinese people. It could be whatever race. It could even be white people. Who knows? But basically, we have used racism to deter us from reality because it's comfortable to do that. I was listening to Pandora earlier when I was driving to work this morning, and I heard a commercial talking about someone needing to speak to a therapist, and they want a black physician, and they want someone that understands trans feelings. And it occurred to me when I heard that commercial. Now, I'm smart, so I ignore it, and I don't pay any attention to it, and I don't care. Facts. But imagine, what if I didn't understand? I'm hearing that. And am I thinking now that I need to get a black therapist? Because what exactly is a black therapist going to give to me that a white therapist can't give to me? Or an Asian therapist or an Indian therapist or Uzbekistan therapist, right? What are we doing? This shit is insane. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I kind of feel like I don't know, man. But okay. I think Don Lemon's done. Elon Musk appears brave because he doesn't care what anybody says. Just like the guy from UFC, Dana, he doesn't give a fuck either. And I like that. And I also love how Donald Trump doesn't care. He just comes out and says the truth like it is. And he doesn't give a shit what anybody says. I'm going to say it again. It's like I said at the beginning of No Mini Allow. These people are envious and hateful of him because he has money and he doesn't need anybody and they can't buy him off. That's why they don't want him to be in power, because when he is the president of the United States of America, he doesn't need them for anything. They want a puppet. And that's not Donald Trump. Do you understand that Donald Trump was Donald Trump in Home Alone? Now, I've seen that movie over and over and over again. I can't tell you how many times. He played in a movie as himself. Who does that? It's insane, right? It is. But okay, moving into the next part of the conversation. They hate your opinion even if you're right, because they don't want you to be right. They want to be right. And it doesn't matter if the things that you're saying are correct. They don't care, because they'd rather fight you than be honest about reality. It's sad, but it's true. The Middle East can't be saved. It can't. I'm sorry. Why are we friends with Iran? One thing needs to happen. It was what happened once 9/11 happened. A message needs to be sent to those people. We're not your friends. Let's stop playing and pretending like we are. Iran is not the friend of the United States of America. Neither is China. Let's just get down to it. Saudi Arabia doesn't give a flying shit about Obama or Biden. They don't like them. They like real leadership and real power. And you know what real leadership and real power is? It's not Biden. And it's definitely not Obama either. The first real leader that was unapologetic, fearless, was Donald Trump. Right? And we don't have anything representing that right now. We have failures. The United States of America is a joke around the world. And I'm sorry, but when the United States of America falls, the world falls with it. Because we are the chrome gates behind everything. And right now, we are not chrome. We are not silver. We are not nickel plated. We are but paper clips in a world that can see that. I know it's convenient and fun to act like East Palestine and Afghanistan and all these shitty Eastern countries and Egypt and all these places and the Houthis and all these groups of people that are basically bad guys can be saved and fixed. And if we leave them alone, everything will be okay. But that's lies. It's always been a lie. Pretending like we can be friends with these people is pretending like we can change the weather by looking at the sky. Pretending like we're God. We're not. And I know the weather people like to pretend like they can predict weather because they have some stupid machine that they have available. But no, that's not how we do this. Trump has a lot of cases going on. But I think the more he's in a courtroom, the more likely it is he's going to win. They're basically running his campaign for him. I don't even really think he needs to run a campaign. All he needs to do is pop up on a camera every now and again and say, your taxes are crazy, inflation's insane, trans people shouldn't play in sports. And I think he's going to win. I think young people are more likely to vote for Donald Trump than they would be for voting for Biden. Because Biden's just, he doesn't even know where he is. He says shit wrong so much that we're not even reacting to it anymore. Everybody just thinks he's a joke. But okay. Moving into the main part of the conversation. Nice quality. Less quantity. When you're thinking about your wardrobe and what's in it, it's important to have good quality items that you can mismatch and wear with everything. Not to have a bunch of shitty things, right? That's why when I talk about designer with you, there's certain designers that are really important. Estée Lauren, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, some French designers, Balenciaga, maybe Gucci, not all Gucci, some of it. That's really it, right? And there's some other ones in there that I definitely missed. But Coach is shitty quality, okay? MCM is okay. Celine's okay. Those things are all good. Those are all designers, right? Those are all fine, right? There's a bunch of other designers that are really cute and really poppy and really entertaining and intriguing as well. But if you want to have a nice wardrobe, you should have quality pieces, not a bunch of shit. Like, I like Michael Kors. I don't like all Michael Kors stuff. I like the big bags that they have. I also like Kate Spade. I like Tory Burch. I just ordered some Tory Burch shoes that I absolutely love. And I love having high quality jewelry and stuff like that. So for me, I like to mix and match what I'm wearing. Obviously, I'm a Chanel girl. I wear Chanel perfume. I have Chanel lotions. I have Chanel body wash. I'm very serious about that type of Chanel stuff outside of the sunglasses or the accessories in the pocketbook and all that. I like high class items. Now, I'm still a thrifter and I'll go shopping and I'll find stuff I like. But for like things that I really want to look nice, it is really important that you have good quality and less quantity. Spring cleaning, time to get rid of all the things you don't need, pack it up and ship it out. You can donate it or you can just throw it in the garbage. If you don't need it, get rid of it. Don't hold on to stuff that's just taking up room. Quality time. You should be spending quality time doing things you like. Maybe you like the podcast. Maybe you want to binge watch a show. Maybe you want to cook something. Maybe you want to order something out. Maybe you want to learn how to play a new game. You should be spending quality time doing things that you like. Family first. It is important that you spend quality time with your family. Maybe try to have a game night. Even though everybody is growing up and we're all getting older, what's wrong with having like a pasta night on a Sunday or like going to church with your mom or something? Like, my mom comes to church with me sometimes, and sometimes I go to church with my husband's parents, or sometimes I have a Sunday off and we all go out and we play a game or something, or somebody goes over somebody's house for dinner or something like that. Family time is really important, and we should really look for opportunities to spend time together as family members. Updating your kitchenware, meaning, you know, how often are you supposed to update your pots and pans and like your oven mitts and all the stuff you're cutting and cleaning things with? Would you say like every 2-3 years or 5 years or whatever? I definitely need to go to my kitchen and start like really figuring out what's good and what's not good. That's probably something I should do on a daily basis. Glamour days. Sometimes you have days where you just want to put on your hater shades and you just want to have your moment of clarity and you want to listen to the music that makes you feel really hype and really good about yourself. And there's nothing wrong with having glamour days. When the sunshine is out and you're feeling it, fill yourself. Have a good time. What do you think about HSN? I haven't been on there, but what do you think of that? Have you been on there? I'm going to have to add it to a list of things for me to do. Moving on from the main part of conversation to watching things with Star Watch Talk, where we watch together. Vanished in Yosemite. That's on Netflix. Looks okay. Leave No Trace. I think that's a mystery. Breakwater. Greatest Hits. Abducted by My Teacher. That's on Paramount. Take Shelter in Planet of the Apes. There's a new Planet of the Apes, and I don't really think I want to see it. Aren't they all the same? What's the difference in the Planet of the Apes? Like, I've seen a lot of them, and every time I see another one, I'm just like, what did I just watch? If we ever get to a point where apes are taking over the world, I think we need to see, like, the start of that to maybe try to stop it. Just like, we need to be in front of anything happening with something like Resident Evil. That's very concerning to me. And now I kind of want to watch a Resident Evil. Like, just have an entire binge of that. I just started a new season of Hell's Kitchen at work on break. And the characters are not that noticeable. But we'll see what happens. Moving on from watching things to eating things. By the way, AEW was very good. Today is Wednesday. And I can't wait to see what happens on Friday. Big Mac tacos. That's another option for eating tacos instead of just eating them one way. Salmon potato cakes. I love salmon cakes. My dad used to make them when I was younger. And crab cakes, salmon cakes, all of it. I'm totally a seafood girl. Snow cone cake pops. I don't know. Maybe we should try that. Do you like Starbucks lemon loaf? I'm going to try to make it at home and see if it tastes the same. Likely not. Nothing that I make at home ever tastes like it does at Starbucks, and I'm not even going to try it. Even when I buy the Starbucks coffee out the grocery store, it still doesn't taste as good as it does in Starbucks. Hamburger helper.
There's so many varieties of Hamburger Helper. I really want to do like a remix to Hamburger Helper, but add more cheese into it. Maybe add like some jalapeno peppers or some peppers and onions into it and really make it your own, right? Maybe instead of just a hamburger or ground beef, add in some sausage too. Really make it your own and make it authentic. I think you could really have a lot of fun with Hamburger Helper or Chicken Helper. And those are easy ways to make weeknight dinners fun and easy and simple. Loaded pasta bake. So basically you take everything that goes into like a pasta, the sauce, the cheese, whatever else you want to mix into it. You put it in a pan, you put it in an oven, you let it simmer, it cooks. Then you mix everything together, you put it in there, add more cheese on top of it, let everything simmer together. And I think you'd be very surprised with the taste. Finally, Mediterranean bowl. That is a bowl that follows the Mediterranean diet. And I think you'll love it. My friends, thank you for tuning in to this hump day pod of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow on Thursday, a.k.a. Thursday, a.k.a. another day and another opportunity for us to be a star wherever you are. We live in a dark place. We live in a dark world. The darkness is always going to tell you that you're not the light. I want to encourage you, inspire you, and I want to instill in you that you are the light. In the darkness, I see you. Together, you, me, us, they, them, all of us. We are not only going to change the world, but we are going to change the universe upon the galaxies of the galaxies of the galaxies. Because we are the beginning, the middle, the end, and and everything in between that. We were here when time started, we'll be here when time ends, and we'll be here when everything starts again. Because we are light. I dare you. Change the world by being something different and love who you are. Love your love, light, love your star power, and be the star you're supposed to be. Let us change this world together, because without us, we'd be in the darkness. And I see your light, and I hope that you see mine. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.